One pair of hands on the mountains, one pair of hands on the sea, one pair of hands made the sun and the moon, every bird, every flower, every tree. One pair of hands on the valleys, the ocean, the rivers, and the sand. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. One pair of hands heal the sick. One pair of hands raise the dead. One pair of hands calm the raging storm. And thousands of people were fed. One pair of hands said, I love you. And those hands were nailed to a tree. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. Those hands are so strong, so when
everybody, Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight in fellowship around the world on WWCR, the transmitting jewel of South. Glad to have you in. You've got a great program, Mandated Famine, coming up. One of the world's most terrible events is in the progress right now, in your day and in your time, of happening. Mass food shortages, starvation coming because of a plan. The wicked have a plan. You know what it is? To kill, to steal, and to destroy. Well, that's what the devil's mission has always been about. Probably, if the truth is known, that's what is happening right now. We are going to experience, I believe, and I prophesy this tonight, that they are preparing worldwide famine. Yahweh bless the message tonight. Yahweh give the people understanding in the last days of what is to come. Make known, Father, thy holy word unto those who are there to stand in the way to CMS for the OPAT and to turn from our wicked ways and let us have the peace in our heart to meet Yahweh. The Bible talked about a time of trouble such as the world has never seen. Huge rivers of waters. They flow above us in the earth. Now, we can't see in the lower atmosphere these atmospheric rivers. They're not actually condensed water, but they're vapors that really flow. We can't see them, nor can we realize that they're there when we fly in an airplane through them. But these vapor rivers are enormous. Like the times of the floods that came in the past. weather flows rival the actual flow on Earth, let's say to the Mississippi, which is right now in the process, along with the Amazon, in the process, along with the Yellow River in China. These countries are being targeted by an unknown, unidentified source who has powers to change the flow, if you will, of the water, this condensed water, these vapors. They have the power to shake the heavens, and they literally wring out waters, rivers of waters. Look at the Mississippi River. These rivers, which are 480 miles wide and up to 4,800 miles long, these atmospheric rivers, which are long, narrow, and regions are drenched in the atmosphere, these literal rivers in the sky, they transport most of the water vapor outside the tropics. These columns of vapor move with Earth's atmosphere. Now, if there is a power on Earth that knows how to manipulate these atmospheric clouds to cause them to give way and to release this water out of the heavens, to pour down this water vapor, which is roughly equivalent to the average flow of water at the mouth of the Mississippi. A lot of water. When the atmospheric rivers make landfall, they often release this water vapor in the form of rain or snow. Now, enter the Mississippi. Are these floods due to nature? And we know that we've had large amounts of snow in the upper north in Canada, where all this basin drains into what is called the Mississippi Delta River as it runs down through 31 states that it affects, actually. Now, the scientists discovered that there are five atmospheric rivers in the northern hemisphere and five more in the southern. Each of these 10 rivers carries huge amounts of water vapor. You can see it, but it's there. Although atmospheric rivers come in many shapes and sizes, those that contain the largest amounts of water vapor and the strongest winds can create extreme rainfall and floods, often by stalling out over watersheds vulnerable to flooding, and these events can disrupt travel, induce mudslides, and cause catastrophic damage to life and property. Now, we have people in central, western Arkansas. Now, they can't travel because of this disruption to the festival here that we begin tonight here at the King's Gate. And this damage to these states along the Mississippi. Now, they're bracing for record-setting. Memphis, which is in the western extreme end of Tennessee, flooded to within 6 inches of the all-time record level set in 1937, over 70 years ago. Now, this large amount of rainfall induces mudslides, famine, the land dries up, as when the sun pops out and it quits raining, then you've got damage, catastrophic damage to life and to property. Is someone behind these floods? You say, oh, it's just nature, Pastor Buddy. The Bible said we wrestle not against power and principalities, but against spiritual wickedness in high places. Who controls the atmospheric rivers? Who has the knowledge to know that these features in the global water system and cycle are closely tied to both water supply, which is critical, and flood risk, which creates future famine? While atmospheric rivers are responsible for great quantities of rain, they can produce flooding and are essential in the existence of all life on the earth. The discovered way to manipulate the earth's atmospheric rivers and to use it as a weapon of mass destruction. Let's say a nation. Who could have discovered a way to manipulate? Now, who would that be? Well, we know that the Clinton administration began funding the new Star Wars weapon system in 1996. HARP, which is a High Frequency Active Aurora Research Program. H-A-A-R-P. We're not talking about old folks, we're talking about smart folks. This was created to give the United States the capability of owning the weather. Whosoever owns the weather owns the world. HARP was developed as a weather modification system, or a WMS, to achieve military objectives. HARP scientists were given the task by Bill Clinton and Al Gore to manipulate or alter certain aspects of the environment to produce desirable changes in the weather. The Mississippi flows on. It will, downstream from Memphis, begin to set records as the majority of the collection of this water out of the Mississippi Basin, which flows through 31 states and affects 31 states, is going to wreak havoc downstream as well as upstream. I mean, we've already had large chunks of river bottoms, fertile land. We've had diseases. We had disruption of grazing farms. It just kills the grass. It kills the corn, the wheat, and the rice. And this weather modification system that is owned by and controlled by Earth's foremost power. What do you think that caused the earthquake in Japan? Well, off the fault line, I know that there's a fault line that runs, it's called the Ring of Fire. Japan is in this area. However, the earthquake that hit Japan just recently was off the fault line. Certain frequencies that are distributed to certain points on the earth are only the nation that controls the weather would have this new Star Wars weapon system. You just now begin to hear about it. And why would the New World Order try to create a famine under the plan? At least 2 to 3 billion people need to leave immediately. These are just useless mouths to feed. And so then, if they can manipulate by weather control, direct this system against nations that it would have cause to do so economically, why would they pick on Japan? Well, here's one reason. There's many, but here's one. Japan was fixing to come out with a automobile that burns hydrogen, water. Now, the big oil companies that sell this hot gasoline, that would have been against their interests. So, how to retaliate against this nation that's fishing to introduce the cars that run on water, vapor, the same technology that the Earth's atmospheric rivers can be manipulated and directed to a certain nation or place or spot. As for the United States, now the Mississippi is flooding. We are at the point of what we're being told. The U.S. Navy has got maps to confirm it, that the United States is sitting in this very center in the Mississippi Delta. We have what is known as the New Madrid Fault. It's twice as long as the fault line in California, the San Andreas Fault. Now, why all of a sudden are they detonating, blowing out huge chunks under the pretense that they need to do this to save that? Don't make a lot of sense. Now, if they left it to nature, if this is not a natural induced rain in huge amounts, these rivers of waters, the snow, the floods, extreme. If they puncture the water vapor rivers that flow in the atmosphere, and scientists say they are there, five rivers to each continent, the northern hemisphere, and five in the southern. So they have the advantage to unleash upon a nation or a people. And this becomes a key feature in the global water cycle, and they're tied to both water supply, flood risk, and eventually what do you get? Famine. Now the three major food that we depend on, the average person, is rice. Rice, corn, and wheat. Take away rice, corn, and wheat, or forbid its growth for 3 years and what happens. In 3 days, all of the grocery stores, including Walmart, believe it or not, will be empty by a hungry population. Now, notice this. HAARP achieved what it is ordered to do when it developed a system of phased array antennas that beams gigawatts. Now, 1 gigawatt is equal to 1 billion watts of electricity into the protected ionosphere of Earth's atmosphere. The billions of watts of electricity beamed by this system heats up a targeted area of Earth's atmosphere. The heating manipulates the weather by pushing the Earth's atmospheric rivers upwards. HAARP atmospheric heating creates a low pressure system that pushes the atmospheric rivers upwards where the water vapor condenses and forms and falls in precipitation as rain or snow. As atmospheric rivers are 400 to 600 kilometers wide and carries an amount of water vapor roughly equivalent to 10 to 20 times the average flow of liquid water at the mouth of the Mississippi. Park is able to create extreme rainfall and massive floods. Now, who would want to do that to our beautiful country? Well, to fully understand what's happening with HARP, you need to know and understand that it causes rain when it's effectively applied against the atmospheric pressures at the Earth's surface. It's one of the keys to weather. It's the reason that weather maps feature H's and L's, or highs and lows, representing areas of high and low pressure. High and low pressure amounts are important because they affect the weather. A high is an area where the air's pressure is higher than the pressure of the air surrounding. Why do we have these great, never heard of before, storms? Are these atmospheric rivers creating these highs and lows and banging them together where the air pressure is higher than the pressure surrounding the air, and when they collide, the result is the pressure at the high surface where the air is slowly descending, much too slowly to feel, and it's going on over a large area, maybe a few hundred square miles. As the air descends, it warms, which inhibits the formation of clouds. Oh, my. And that's why that we are not quite always associated with good weather anymore. High atmospheric pressure changes leads to stable air conditions. When the ground is heated, the air will not rise. If air does not rise, water vapor in the atmospheric rivers cannot condense. And in an area of low pressure, the air has a tendency to rise as the air rises, and it cools, and there is enough water vapor extracted to condense, to form clouds and rain. We've known about this, ladies and gentlemen, since the 40s. That's why low pressure is generally associated with wet weather, and HARP is used to manipulate weather by creating either a high or a low, depending on what they want. What do they want? Well, if they inundate the middle of America, USA, from Iowa down through Kansas, weather changes into the wheat belt of Nebraska. All these areas are now susceptible to these ground-heated air. And we have this water vapor that's created. And with this low pressure, we have associated, and that's what they are telling us, but they never tell us it's caused by HARP. To cause the drought in Russia in 2010, HARP created a high-pressure system over Russia, and for weeks on end, to cause floods in China, Pakistan, Australia, unprecedented. And in the U.S. crop-producing states, HARP is now under a low-pressure system created by someone to bring about a biblical flooding. Now, we've seen these in Pakistan, China, and Australia in 2010, created by this electromagnetic dam. Weather weapons beaming the electronic frequencies targeting areas, and this electronic dam is created in the atmosphere. They can unleash it at any moment. This like they're doing downriver, trying to save a certain portion, we're told, to create, and notice to save the cities and flood the cropland. And what's that going to bring next year? No crops. The harp created, if it is, electromagnetic dam blocks the flow of the atmospheric river, causing it to back up behind the dam. Eventually, the atmospheric river pressure builds up and undermines the harp dam, causing a sudden release of the impounded precipitation. Now, question. Did harp cause the Pakistani, China, Australian floods? Scientific evidence says yes. Did harp cause the Russian heat wave? Scientific evidence says yes. Is harp responsible for the flooding in Manitoba, Canada, and in Arkansas? Ladies and gentlemen, Arkansas is being inundated with inches and inches upon inches above normal. Hundreds of billions of people had to be killed off. Henry Kissinger wrote this. Depopulation should be the highest priority of U.S. foreign policy toward the third world. Depopulation, as also known as eugenics, was first proposed by the Nazis during World War II. Eugenics wasn't proposed again until Jimmy Carter became president. Carter's National Security Council, ad hoc, the group of a population policy proposed a Nazi-styled eugenics through Henry Kissinger's Global 2000 report. Read it. Eugenics is a deliberate killing off of large segments of living populations. Even Prince Philip of Britain is in favor of the depopulation. If I were reincarnated, I would wish to return to Earth as a killer virus to lower human population levels. Are you ready for the new age? Are you ready for what's coming? Ladies and gentlemen, you can see at least three years of terrible, unpredicted rain in one place, drought in the next, from one nation, Japan, succumbing to a huge earthquake, and it just so happened to coincide before the manufacturing of the major automobile manufacturers in Japan were coming out with, guess what? A car that would run feasibly and financially affordable. Cars that would run on nothing but water. Hydrogen. The oil companies, again, would gain if they blocked the attempt of the Japanese automakers of producing and putting in production a car of this magnitude. The proposed destruction of Japan was a deliberate attack on Japan through Star Wars technology. They are now believers. Ask them. Call them up. Now, the question is, with this almost soon to be 7 billion people, much too much, how will they, unless they depopulate, how are they going to feed the masses? 7 billion multiplied, pretty soon it will be 20 billion. We can't feed, especially with this depopulation technique of weapon of mass destruction. While we blame the boogeyman over in Afghanistan, we just killed the ringleader. Things should get better there, right? Are we there because of hunting of this imaginary demigod? Now, we've seen pictures. He did. But will the terrorist organization go away? No. Now we've got a brace for the reaction. Whatever action creates a reaction, and the New World Order knows that by chaos we shall rule. We shall bring about the destruction of one-third of the world's population. Does the Bible tell us that's going to happen? Yes. It tells us that at least one-third of the world's population died. 503 billion barrels of oil beneath Canada and the United States. Are gas prices so high? Because the oil companies who control the New World Order companies, these corporations, giant corporations, owned by, you guessed it, supplied by the Federal Reserve Banks. They need an infusion. We need to act fast to forbid a 200 plus miles per gallon gas electric hybrid vehicle. They're possible today, but they're not allowed to be manufactured. Did you know that the United States government all of a sudden takes down the HAARP websites to conceal evidence of U.S. weather modification and earthquake-inducing warfare? You know, they took them down. Let me show you something. Three crops, again. These areas that we've talked about for the last 3 years, Russia, China, Australia, United States and Canada, which grows these three crops, wheat, the corn, and rice, they provide 60% of total plant foods that humans consume. Rice is the world's number one staple food for dependents to feed half the world's population. Wheat is the second largest source of carbohydrates for men and women, or for human consumption. It's the world's second most popular staple food. Now, most of it is becoming GMO'd. Corn is the third world's most popular food, and just wiping out these three crops, it can cause as much, listen to this now, if we have a failure of these three major crops, it could and would produce as much as half of the world's population, causing them starvation, that they would die. Today, food is being used as a weapon for the New World Order, and all the world is the stage to perform. How to manipulate means to depopulate, conquering destitute countries under the pretext of humanitarian aid. Now, they cause this a famine in one country. They send aid. It robs the nations that sent the aid of their food, and pretty soon, by creating, supplying, created and supplying then the world eventually runs out of famine or food, and it creates a famine. Starvation by choice. It's the real economic shock that's happening right now. Global 2000. It's the depopulation program to cause by means of limited wars in the advanced countries by means of starvation and diseases in the third world countries, and now attacking Russia and China, Australia, Canada, and the United States. The death of 3 billion people with a depopulation program of Global 2000 in sight. Why are we going to dodge the bullet? I don't think so. I mean, it's getting bad. Why was it getting bad? Because we have these guzzle cars that drink gasoline by the gallon. I mean, you can't get 20 miles down the road till you have to have another gallon of supply, and the demand is so high. People have been so accustomed to what they consider low prices of gasoline, all of a sudden the refineries have been eliminated to cause the shortage. There's no shortage for oil. It's a demand for refined oil to create gasoline. Clark is a U.S. military weapon of mass destruction that can alter the weather and create earthquakes anywhere in the world. Anywhere. We're not going to be able to dodge a bullet this time, ladies and gentlemen. You know why? Because the Bible featured a time of trouble such as the world has never seen. This is what John F. Kennedy said December or September the 25th, 1961. Let us call a truce to terror. Let us invoke the blessings of peace. And as we build an international capability to keep peace, let us join in dismantling the national capacity to wage war. John F. Kennedy, September the 25th. 1961. Do you believe that the president was born in America? Our minds are diverted. We think about other things. The U.S. government, which is a very intelligent government, it can rule the world if it has the laws to manipulate the weather. The bad guys could be humiliated. Japan, Russia, and China. I've said that in the last days. The Lamb, Revelation 13, would began to speak. As it grew its horns and it started pushing around the nation, its scientific advancement, this is Tesla technology, being used, and the United States is not exempt. You know what? Part of the plan of the New World Order is to shut down through flooding and drought, one extreme to the other, gradually, inducing, creating a famine. That's what the Messiah said. In the last days there shall be famine. In the last days there shall be famine, pestilence, wars, rumors of wars. Now, again, why would the U.S. attack Japan using HAARP? If it did, Japan is producing vehicles that don't use any gasoline, not a drop. Now, with the U.S. political machine in the pocket of big oil and the corporations, there's no difference between Democrats and Republicans. I've told you that. You don't be duped to think that the Republicans is going to come in after Obama and straighten the mess out. They just trade one mess for another. They'll hammer one mess into submission until we cry uncle, and then they'll switch and bait us in another direction, create something to make us fly the flag and be patriotic. The U.S. attacked Iraq and Libya for one reason only. Oil. O-I-L. Oil. I spend trillions of dollars on wars to terrorize or to seize control of the oil in the Middle East if the demand would drop drastically with the introduction of vehicles that use zero gasoline. You see, the war, Japan made the mistake. They knew that they could get rich, and for greed, they come out, I mean, the United States has the same or advanced or better technology than does Japan. All of the patents to run these automobiles on fossil-free fuels, we've known about it for years and years and years. The patents have been hid, destroyed, hidden, so that the big oil is big money. If you don't think the oil companies are making a fortune, they paraded the major oil companies in a hearing. You know what the response was? They focused on oil exploration. We need to examine the earth and find more oil. One senator replied in honesty, why find more oil when all the tankers are sitting there or full waiting to be refined? It's not finding the oil. The oil is here. We need more refineries reopened, not closed, opened, to bring about a lowering of the price. Well, who loses when oil goes down? You guessed it. International bankers, the cartel, who own all of the world of its power, and therefore, HARP is being instituted to make believers, and you can believe one thing. Behind the FCX Clarity's performance has been tested. It was propelled by an electric motor that runs on electricity generated in a fuel cell with hydrogen. The only emission is water. They can solve the world's problems overnight if these companies were allowed to, and they would make a fortune. Just think, if they come out with this FCX Japanese car by Honda, do you think you'd go buy gas-guzzling GMC truck or a car that would drink gas to the tune of 20 miles a gallon? This four-cylinder engine with the EPA-certified range of 240 miles and the compact, powerful Honda, the V-Flow fuel cell stack, allows for unprecedented spaciousness and a futuristically stylish, low-slung design with spacious interior. Since the unveiling of the car, nearly 80,000 people around the world who expressed interest in owning one. But 80,000 people won't be buying one because 80,000 people wouldn't buy gasoline anymore. Now, how much do you pay for gas right now when it's almost $5 a gallon? Setting records. Multiply the amount you spend on gas every week by 52. That would equal to the amount of money you spend on gasoline every year. For example, if you spent $40 a week on gasoline times 52, or you would spend $2,080. Now multiply the amount of gas you need every year by 80,000. Using the gasoline usage per year, that would mean 166.4 million gallons a year. With the price of fuel being $5 a gallon, how long do you think it would take before 80,000 people becomes 80 million people? 80 million times 220 or $2,080 or 166.4 billion a year, that would be estimated 254 million registered passenger vehicles in the United States. Using the figure of 254 million times 2,080, or 528.32 billion, and that's why that the United States has the motive to destroy the capability of a nation that's trying to come against these automobiles or these builders, these nations of automobiles, such as the Japanese government asked Japan's third largest utility company to shut its Amokoka nuclear power plant down, citing a government study. This data was provided by the United States Geological Survey, which is a scientific agency of the United States government. It claimed that 87% likelihood of a magnitude 8 to a 9 earthquake striking the area within 30 years. Cuba Electric serves central Japan, including Aichi, the prefecture where Toyota, Honda, Mitsubishi, Suzuki have factories. All four of these major Japanese automakers will no doubt suffer huge financial losses as a result of the nuclear power shutdown, depriving them of the electric that they would need to produce these automobiles. And the great electronic makers such as Panasonic, Toshiba, and likewise have factories that would be affected by the shutdown. If HAARP was used by a government against Japan to wipe out the more fuel-efficient Japanese automakers and to prevent world gas prices from dropping, this Japanese-made all-electric and hydrogen fuel cells will be put on hold so that these oil companies can keep on pocketing record amounts as they drain the economies of the United States, Russia, France, China, Great Britain. Ladies and gentlemen, there's something going on in the world. Major earth changes, weather modification, what we see now in the region of the Mississippi, the world, right in the middle of the United States, thousands of birds are falling dead. Tens of thousands of fish are washing up on the shores dead. Earthquakes are popping up in weird and unexpected places. people are really starting to get freaked. One theory that is going around now, and I'll show you mounts if you could see it. You can look it up. The New Madryn fault line is 6 times bigger than the San Andreas fault. It covers portions of Illinois, Indiana, Missouri, Arkansas, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Mississippi. The biggest earthquakes in the history of the United States were caused along the New Madryn. Now, there are fears that the New Madryn fault, it just had huge exercises to prepare. The U.S. Navy has produced a map. Now, if we have a killer earthquake, and it does strike, it would change your life forever, even as we speak. You're listening to Pastor Buddy in the Shepherd's Call. I've enjoyed being with you tonight, talking a little bit about HAARP. HAARP is real. The United States has the technology. Would they use it against their own country? The New World Order to create the chaos, to create famine, to create pestilence, to kill thousands of birds, tens of thousands of fish mysteriously dying, popping up dead, weird earthquakes, and weather like we've never had. Records are being set right now along the Mississippi tonight. As Pastor Buddy speaks, we are in perilous times. The Bible says that Yahweh, who is soon coming, be you ready, for the destruction of the world caused by this new world order where the devil and his children, which are greedy, selfish, and vengeful. The devil and his mission come to kill, steal, and destroy. We're going to have one of the strongest earthquakes soon that's ever been registered in the world. We're talking about off the Richter scale. They're already practicing and training for it. Believe me, this killer earthquake is going to change your life and mine in our present time. Wars and rumors of wars, while they divert your attention. Let me give you an example of a magnitude 3.8 earthquake that shook north central Indiana. Indiana! It's been called unprecedented. It was strong enough to actually cause cracks along the ground. It was felt in portions of Ohio, Illinois, Wisconsin, and Kentucky. With more than 3,000 red-winged blackbirds fell out of the sky. In Arkansas, the same thing. Large numbers of dead birds were found in Kentucky. 500 dead blackbirds and starlings were also recently discovered in Louisiana. Approximately 100,000 fish or more worshipped dead on the shores of the Arkansas River just last week. Is there an explanation? Try HAARP. Is there going to be a major earthquake to hit the region soon? Yes. If a true killer earthquake now strikes along the New Madryn, cities such as St. Louis, Memphis, Natchez, Mississippi, New Orleans, all these could be potentially completely destroyed, and it's not an exaggeration. Get ready. It could happen as soon as tomorrow. America is rapidly bleeding its wealth and its jobs I don't care. They created deliberately a system that is dependent upon the government. Because as long as its citizens depend on the government, then they are in control. Ladies and gentlemen, by design, the New Madrid fault line, they tried to blow it. They tried to weaken it with blowing up 2 miles above and below Memphis. Areas of the levees are blowed, and these large charges is not helping the New Madrid fault. Maybe it's weakening it. Maybe it's shaking now. And just maybe, HAARP could be used soon in this region. This is Pastor Buddy. Call me tonight. Area code 423-351-1082. If you'd like to write me, that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. I'm sponsored tonight by Dr. Gary, my longtime sponsor here on WWCR. Call Dr. Gary in the morning on the business hour between 9 and 5 Central, 1-877-289-7439. And we'd appreciate it. Praise Yahweh. I'll see you around the world again next Sunday evening at 9 o'clock prime time. If you'd like to go to our website, that's oneyahweh.com. OneYahweh, OneYahweh. 12,000 plus hits on the website, oneyahweh.com, and less than a little over right now, 2 months. A short time with 12,000 people studying hundreds of pages of information we got posted for your benefit. Our economic system create chaos. Banks are hoarding gold like crazy right now, ladies and gentlemen. They're putting their money into gold. Something's going to happen. The Bible speaks about a time of trouble such as the world has never seen. We have fault lines all under America. We are now paying the price as HAARP, probably, in the heavens, shaking the earth, the clouds, the rivers of water, unleashing these rivers. How did Christ know that this would happen in the last days? World control, that's what the New World Order wants. Are we going to give up? Are we going to lay down and fight? Or are we going to turn to Yahweh? Rodney, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. I'll see you.